Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If you start a conversation about O.J. Simpson and you begin by talking about what a great tailback he was, initially people are confused.
O.J. probably is one of the best football players that ever played this game, and last week he announced his retirement, but he's been doing a lot of acting, so I'm sure that he's going to continue to be in the public eye.
Norbert!
Hiya, buddy!
Hey!
Doc says I should be on my bean and as good as new in a week.
And back on the force.
Norbert! That's wonderful!
Whoa. Police will continue to investigate the brutal slaying of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, and her friend, 25-year-old Ronald Goldman.
At the time that this murder took place, O.J. was at home awaiting to get into a limousine to take him to the airport on a trip in Chicago.
3 seconds. Violation called.
This is a Channel 5 News special report.
There is a rather amazing story developing in Los Angeles this hour where California Highway Patrol is in pursuit of a white Ford Bronco, a car that was reported to be one that might contain O.J. Simpson and a friend earlier today.
This week at the O.J. Simpson trial, the infamous bloody glove was finally introduced into evidence, and O.J. didn't help his case any by blurting out, "There it is, I've been looking all over for that thing."
It's no disguise, it makes no sense, it doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
In a brilliant move during closing arguments, Simpson attorney Johnny Cochran put on the knit cap prosecutors say O.J. wore the night he committed the murders. Although O.J. may have hurt his case when he suddenly blurted out, "Hey, hey, easy with that. That's my lucky stabbing hat."
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
O.J. O.J. was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. But if O.J. wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. If O.J. drove a bus, he wouldn't even be O.J. He'd be Orenthal, the bus-driving murderer.
When Chris and I broke up, the juice was there for me every night. It's like he's not really the juice anymore. We gotta get you dressed, juice. Juice, juice, a will? Juice. Juice. Juice.
Hey, I ran into O.J. Simpson the other night. How about that?
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. So, this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So, God bless. Take care.
Mitch Trubisky is the number one rated free agent quarterback. Boy, are we living in some strange time. I'm just saying. Hey, take care, and let's pray for those Ukrainians. Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Hey, take care. I'm getting my shot this week. Get your COVID shot. I'm just saying, COVID-19 is still out there.
Damn! Jeffrey Toobin? At least Pee-wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
Hey, X-World, it's me, yours truly. Today is all about fantasy football. I'm 2-0 now. I wish Justin Fields the very best, but this kid, Bajan, he's ready to be a pro quarterback. I'm just saying. Good luck.
And that's that.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Excellent work by Chris Tannehill, as always. It is Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. Spieg's out today. I'm actually out tomorrow, so we'll be back together
on Monday's show. Craig Counsell will join the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Biggest thing, biggest legacy of the Tyson Bagent era that O.J. Simpson said his name? Maybe? Maybe?
Like, that was the thing, too. Like, O.J. did not have a lot of Bears thoughts. Bears not on O.J.'s radar.
No.
All the times I watched those videos, I hope we got a Bears nugget. We never really did until almost the very end there. But we found out he was part of the Bagency.
He was a part of the Bagency. I mean, yeah, Tyson Bagent, undrafted to NFL career. He's got two wins under his belt. But O.J. Simpson, knowing who he was, that might be there. People are going to fall all over themselves. And, is it complicated? It's not complicated. The guy was a murderer. Now he's dead, and that's the legacy. But that it's Malcolm Gladwell, right? This was at the start of that, Tanny. At the beginning of that piece, he was talking about, like, if you started a conversation with someone and you began talking about how good he was as a football player, people would look at you confused potentially. That is true. Like, it's obviously well before any of our time, but O.J. Simpson, the only guy ever to rush for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season. That's crazy. MVP of the league. He was a top four finisher for MVP 4 years in a row. He was one of the greatest running backs of all time. Led the league in rushing 4 different years. So an absolutely spectacular football player that led him to superstardom, that led him to the Hollywood career. And then, of course, he became known for being a murderer.
Do you remember watching any of them?
Any of the movies?
No, any of, like, his tape? Because you didn't see him live, right?
No. I mean, he retired in 79.
I mean, yeah. I haven't watched a lot of his tape. I didn't see him live either, obviously. But, like, what was his best running attribute? Was he, like, good at cutting back? Was he a good slasher?
Yeah.
What was he?
Yeah, more of a slashback kind of guy. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so we should have seen it coming. Is basically.
I mean, I did. I'm like, when is Shane ever inquisitive about a sports opinion? You know what I mean? Like,
I meant with OJ. because of the cutbacks.
I always confused the two. Yeah. Myself, Shane and OJ.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah. You know, I'm young, but remember being upset that the NBA finals were taken off the air. But, the O.J. Made in America documentary, Shane said that he had never seen it, which you got to watch it. It's an incredible accomplishment. And so I genuinely think you would love it. But one of the things that gets brought back, and people that are older than us would remember this, and obviously we know that it captivated the nation, but 95 million people watched The Chase. It's not like The Chase was a scheduled event. It's not like there was Twitter to let you know. Like, 95 million people is a little bit less than the Super Bowl. And that is for an event that just happened. I know all the networks broke into it. I know there were fewer entertainment options back then. I knew, you know, you're tuning into the nightly news or you're turning into the NBA finals. You know, you go in and watch it, and everything got bigger numbers back then. But 95 million people watched The Chase, and 150 million people watched The Verdict. So that's way more than watched the Super Bowl.
That's more than half the country in 1994. Population in 1994 was 263.4 million.
Yeah. So 150 million people tuned in for The Verdict. What type of event today would get 150 million people to tune into it? Would it have to be, and I'm not even kidding, would it have to be like from the movies, like a Don't Look Up, Armageddon, Deep Impact, like the world is literally ending?
I think if like
type of event,
if Princess Kate died, something like that. I think you have to go that global.
But would it? But I'm talking about in America.
Yeah, I think in America you might get 100 million people watching that coverage or that funeral.
Well, 100 million people watch the Super Bowl, like 150. Okay, because the Super Bowl is like 110, 120 million people.
It would have to be coverage of a presidential assassination. or proof of aliens
landing. Can you look up what it – proof of aliens. Okay, right. So something we've never seen before. Can you look up what JFK's – what, like, news did the night of the JFK assassination or broadcast of funeral? Like, see, what?
Let me call Aaron Rodgers.
No, yeah, thank you.
I mean, is it safe to say, though, that those days are over because of our smartphones and people will be watching live streams and on Twitter and everything? Like, we'll never actually
have
data
like that.
Yeah.
Right.
It's truly a unique time in our history.
Yes, a truly unique time. But, like, a show-stopping event to get people to tune in to an event. Because the verdict was scheduled.
51.3 million homes watched the White House confirmation of the death.
Of JFK's death?
51.3 million homes.
That's so crazy, man.
81% of U.S. television homes had their sets on as the body arrived at the cemetery.
Sure, right. Less people had television.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, that's – but so, right. So like, a presidential assassination with everybody having TV – tuning in for that announcement, yeah, maybe. But I honestly think it might have to be something like that. Because, I mean...
like when the next Civil War breaks out, you know?
Yeah, right,
like
right.
When the Battle of, I don't know, Granite City kicks off the next Civil War and people are tuned in, they want to watch that first battle, you know?
It's just a pretty staggering number to think about. 150 million people, and to Shane's point, fewer people in the country back then, so more than half the country. So call it 350 million a day just to keep the math easy. So that's more than 175 million people that would need to tune in live for an event. When it came out that there was a special announcement that SEAL Team 6 had killed Bin Laden, that was late at night, and it was starting to break on Twitter, very early days of Twitter. Like, we knew what Obama was going to announce, but because Twitter was still early and it was so late at night, the numbers weren't huge. It was big, but it was not a huge thing. Like, everyone after the fact says, "Oh, I remember where I was when." Obama addressed the nation that night. Not everybody actually addressed the nation or watched that address live because of the nature of how that story broke. It would have to be like, yeah, it's at 8 o'clock, the president is going to make an announcement that's going to impact, you know, the country and the world. And then at like 4 p.m., the scoop would leak. We've discovered alien life form, and they're coming for us.
Okay,
everyone would tune in.
I've got another one for you.
Okay.
So this past Super Bowl was 123.7 million viewers, according to Nielsen.
Yeah.
July 20th, 1969, the moon landing.
Yeah.
Estimated between 125 million and 115 million Americans watched the first steps in the moon.
I mean, let's be honest. It would be a bear Super Bowl. It would be another Bear Super Bowl.
Or like the Hunger Games. Like if the Hunger Games turned out to be real, and like they just said, hey, we're doing that. Two people from each state go kill each other. It would have to be that.
All right, but I think like we've got a shot at man walking on Mars in our lifetime.
Probably. Within the next 10 years, I'd assume.
Right? I think we got a pretty good shot of that happening. More people will watch O.J. Simpson be found not guilty of murder than watch a man walk on Mars?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. If the moon landing got 150 million... and O.J. got, what'd you say for the verdict?
No, O.J. got 150 million. You said
the moon. So did the moon landing. Between 125 and 150 million. And that was 1969.
Yeah, but I feel like people are like less interested in science. We got space tourism that is happening at this point. The moon, it was the first time we conquered space exploration. This would not be the first time.
Who would we have to send on a one-way trip to Mars to get people to tune in more than they did for
The Rock?
OJ. The Rock? That was your first one?
I think he's like the most popular person.
No, that's a good call.
I was thinking Trump.
I was going to say Ryan Seacrest is up there hosting it.
Yeah.
Another gig.
Like if we sent Donald Trump on a one-way trip to Mars.
Oh, yeah, I understand. The Rock, people would want to come back.
Exactly.
I was going for a universal show. Yeah. I was going like universal appeal. I'm trying to
produce it up here.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Seacrest goes up to Mars and builds a TV studio.
Absolutely.
Like Matt Damon growing potatoes in The Martian.
Like this guy, he's a botanist. This guy gets every job. He gets Wheel of Fortune. He gets to colonize Mars.
Could he syndicate his radio show from up there?
It's only botany. Okay.
This oh, is, Taylor Swift. If Taylor Swift just went to space, that might be it.
If Taylor Swift...
Just let her orbit for a little while and then bring her back. That would outdo it.
Yeah, if Taylor Swift went to space to do a concert, to like release her new album from space.
Oh, man, she's got Brittany Mahomes up there with her. Yeah. Oh, so
no, that would be the one-way trip to Mars.
It's just an amazing thing. Like 150 million people.
Gio, the softball play-by-play guy, wants me to look up the numbers for 9/11. Well, Gio.
Yeah, you know who's coming, Gio.
News coverage. At least 80 million people watched the at the end of the night, the coverage.
The nightly news that night?
Yeah.
Okay.
80 million. That's for you, Gio.
Thank you, Gio. Good contribution. I thought he meant like the action of it. No, that surprised a lot
Gio
of people.
Gio had a heads up.
Yeah, it surprised a lot of people.
Last time I saw that, it was Shane Reardon in a media game.
All right. Well, on that note, it's probably time that, you know, it's a big deal, our partnership with Circa. You know, we love Stadium Swim. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Danny. That's the point. And, you know, we could have been there, but unfortunately, I have a wedding to attend, so we're not going.
Wait, that's why we're not going?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I know. It makes me even less popular in these hallways. And you guys know how we do it in Vegas. It's very unprofessional. It's very late nights. I'm very hungover / drunk on the air. We drink on the air. There's a lot of stories. We meet Carrot Top. Things happen. So I can only assume that that's exactly what happened with Bernstein, Holmes, Rahimi, and Studs.
It's time for a Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
I'm actually reading a book that a listener sent me. It's a combination of nonfiction, ichthyological deep dives by a scientist naturalist.
That was your Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Who is this, Tiesto?
Yeah. That's, wow. Sounds like it'd be a $100 cover charge to get into that club that none of them are going to.
See what Bernstein was wearing today at the pool?
No.
Jeans, brother.
What was it, at 80 to something degrees?
87 is the high in Vegas today. Bernstein, a polo and jeans.
Oh, my God.
And they had Hokas. Try getting laid into that, Dan.
They had no cocktails on the air.
Nope.
Don't like that.
Nope.
That doesn't make any sense.
Nope. It was already noon by the time their show ended. You can't start a margarita at 11?
I mean, mimosas, little screwdriver, little Bloody Mary.
Yeah, I'm going to break it to you right now. When we're out there, I'm up at 6:30 Vegas time. I'm already like three Bloody Marys deep by the time that we start our show.
Oh, I know. Listen. We know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry, we do know, Shane.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to find out like this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That's the worst kept secret anyway. I'm not expecting
my Bloody Mary Yeti.
I'm not expecting Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi to keep up with your pace or even mine. But I mean, zero cocktails, reading books, leaving early on the Saturday morning flight by choice. Going hiking? Yeah. All right. Well, listen.
We do have one. We got another one. We got a couple more, but this one just came in across the wire right now.
Okay.
It's time for a Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
I'm not going to be able to get this bet in, though. My dad texted me, and he wants $20 on Victor Hovland. Circa app.
That was your Circa Las Vegas update with the Midday Show.
Oh, man.
Just the pain in his voice.
Sounds like a blast.
It sounds like a real blast.
He sent Studs down there with a crisp $20 bill to make the bet for his dad, by the way.
Good for Studs for having a purpose.
Jesus Christ.
That's incredible, man. I can't figure out how to make a bet. Okay. That's amazing. Good for them. Listen, they're going to have fun. They're going to get stories tonight. It's going to be wild. Where they did Carson Kitchen. I saw that. That's great.
Yeah, Layla and Lawrence did that yesterday.
Okay.
Dan and Studs had major issues with the Southwest flight, apparently.
So, okay. Well, I'm sure the stories tonight will be wild, and we'll have more updates. I know we have more updates that we can get to later on this hour.
Yeah.
But I'm sure tomorrow's updates will be crazier and more Vegas-y, right? Yeah. They're easing in to their Vegas experience. That's what I can assume. I'm curious if you guys can relate to anything in like how you fell in love with a team or a sport in what I'm going to share coming up. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.